Do I have the right mic on?
Okay, yes, right. I think you do. But just check it. It's always good to make sure you get the right
checking.
One,
yes. One, two, three, four. Okay. Who's the fat person at the door?
I don't know.
Out. Is. Just a second. Okay, we're on.
We're on?
You are to begin, I do believe, and I am to follow in suit.
Okay. Well, we got the water boiling here. Radio. Former son of night dreams. Your tall radio pal setting in here. Too Tall Tanner at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver in our cozy studio settings. Oh, yes. Keep those pledges coming. It's pledge time.
Pledge!
Yes, the fun drive is underway. It means, amongst other benefits to Vancouver's number one radio station, we'll get chairs to sit on. Yes, and we'll be able to keep replenishing the filtered water cooler.
Gotta have that.
Yep, and we can follow through on our bid to be the sole broadcaster for the 2010 Olympalacalypse.
I think you're trying to say Olympicalypse.
Olympicalypse.
It's a tongue twister, even for an old pro like you.
It is, terribly, yes, okay. And we may yet be able to afford that traffic chopper. We're not supposed to talk about it, but anyway. Hey, my young friend, son of broadcast semi-legendary J.B. Shane Nimrod. Crazy weekend, right? Water riots, the Gay Cup, Santa Claus Parade, Tomcat's wedding. So, Nimmy, how's your day?
Oh, hey, dude, Too Tall Tanner, it's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Shit.
Good.
Don't you just hate that? It's all good.
Yeah.
What is all? What is so good about the all? It's likely a lie. It's not all good, man. It's pretty bad, actually. Truth to tell, dude, it is definitely not all good. I mean, you want a list of what's all good and what's not all good?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll get back to you later on that one. In the meantime, hey, it's our first podcast. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Our first podcast, and it's another CITR for the first time fun drive. Yes, we've been on the air for almost 25 years. We are non-commercial, and we air music and programs not heard anywhere else in Greater Vancouver. And so we invite you to call in. The number to call is 822-8648. That's 822-8648, or you can call the other alternative number, 822-1242, and make a pledge, and we'll tell you what goodies you can get when you make your pledges.
Money.
Money.
Call now.
Money. Give you some water.
I'm a seasick sailor on a ship of noise. I got my maps all backwards and my instincts poisoned and a truth blown gutter full of wasted years. Like blown out speakers ringing my ears. I was nausea, oh nausea, and we're gone. There's nausea, oh nausea. Walker in a blackout room. I push a shopping cart over in an Aztec ruin with my many and fingers working for some god who could see his own reflection in a parking lot. Oh, it's nausea, oh, nausea, and we're gone. Now it's nausea, oh, nausea. We'll be right back.
Sorry, it must be the water.
No, it's, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ooh, boy.
But you have you noticed, however, yeah, that the water seems just a little bit, at least out here at UBC, a little bit clearer?
Yeah, well, slightly. It's got a greenish tinge instead of the brown.
There's no discernible fecal coliform spottings in the water that we just poured from the tap.
But thank God.
We're just going to use it to boil right now and do that. We are getting quite a few hits on the podcast. This is quite exciting. This is a first for CITR.
It is for us, anyway.
For you, because you grew up in a time when, you know, the pods were something that you find with peas, you know. But now it's a whole other story. And the callers are coming through. Do we have some giveaways at all?
Oh, yes, we have some giveaways.
Tell us.
Speaking about the podcast, you know, you can help keep CITR's podcast service on the air by calling this number, 822-8648 or
822-1242. Stop that!
What are they doing? They're doing some hammering down the hall there. It's okay. Bryce is always doing something here. But there are goodies.
He's playing that Beck song that got him going.
Well, yeah, Beck and Nausea got us going there. Right, okay. So what we're asking is if you can help out the radio station by making a pledge.
Well, not so much help out, but assist.
Assist, I guess, is what the word is, because we need new equipment. We have to keep this place going.
Assist us.
Assist us if you can. Now, we are giving away prizes for people who give their donations. On a $25 donation, you get a friend's card. And this card grants cardholders discounts in 18 stores across the Lower Mainland. And also, we have one CD going with that friend's card for a $25 donation. So if you can give us a shout at those numbers, the more you give, the more you can get. You can get up to two CDs. You can get shirts. And
wow.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and that number once again?
The number once again is...
The
pledge number to call, 822-8648 or 822-1242. Or you can visit http://... Well, that's a semicolon? No, it's a colon. No, it's citr.ca.donate.php.to.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no.
Easier said than...
Done. Hey, the deers are coming to town. Yep, the deers are coming. They're right here.
In your headlights.
I want to know how you did it. You walked right past the door while we struggled here at the gates and can't get through. We could have followed you and maybe look like fools, but who cares, we'd still be true.
Thank you, dear.
Hidden cameras all over Granville Street. There's one there. Look. Oh, they caught me pissing again.
Oh, jeez. I thought your dad was the only one that did that.
Well, it's catching. You know, it's a family thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Leaky valves.
All right. A week tonight, I guess the 27th of November, the Deers, who you just heard there doing a whites-only party, will be playing with Bloodlines at Richards on Richards. So catch them next Monday night.
Oh.
They're from Montreal.
I think the show is sold out, and also Hidden Cameras, speaking of Eastern acts we admire, they're coming here. And we'd like to, as far as pledges go, we had somebody drop down to the station named Fatso Tomlin. I think it was about 20 minutes ago, and he tried to pledge $2 for a pass to Dreamgirls screening tonight.
Oh, boy.
And just to get rid of the guy, we had to give him the pass, and we didn't even get the $2. So, you know, it's my fault. I was magnanimous in the way that I treat our listenership. And anyway, he's off, and we can now continue.
You'll pay the price.
We'll pay the price. But it was a big disappointment. You talk about concerts coming here, man. Big disappointment on Saturday night. If it wasn't for our friends at Zulu Records, we wouldn't have known till we got to the Commodore and found out that the December sold-out show was canceled.
Oh, I was just going to ask you how the concert was.
Oh, boo-hoo. No, it was canceled. The reason given was sore throat. Not the drummer, but front man, the ever-literate Colin Molloy, sore throat, the wuss. I mean, my dad used to tell me, you know, when I said that they canceled, he said, ask John about the time, if he remembers, when Hendrix was here, was it in 69 or 70 at the Coliseum?
Right.
He had a wicked flu that time, and yet he played and he sang. Anyhow, December is only postponed until, fittingly, December 18th and 19th. Feel for the fans who showed up to a no-show only, they didn't know, only to find themselves Saturday night stuck in Vancouver's sleazy, scuzzy, stupid entertainment central on Grand Evil Mall. Where to now, they said. The libraries are closed because, you know, December's fans are well-read, and so they were trapped in a sea of assholism downtown. Still, City Council, Long John, fumbling along with the growing police and residential concerns over the idiotic 4 a.m. bar closings, we're not talking salad bars here. The noise, the stench, the macho aggro, it's ugly. The installation of cameras may help, but likely not. We say close them down at 4 p.m. and demand that patrons act civilly, respect property and others, limit one drink per patron, and demand all guns be checked at the door. Better yet, as we've said before, and we back this, better yet, move into Entertainment Central to Surrey and let them deal with the shit. That's what I say.
Yeah, well, you said it. Okay. Alrighty, so we are taking your pledges. We are doing a fun drive here.
Please.
CITR. No begging.
Easy, Lydia.
The reason why is that CITR's on-air studio was last upgraded 10 years ago. And if you've ever heard this show before, you know the problems we've come across. We need money to replace our console, buy new headphones, new turntables. You know, if it isn't feedback or our turntables aren't working right,
it's never
something's
us.
It's never us. No, it's the equipment. And we have to renovate our studio. So if you can help, call 822-8648 or 822-1648. 1242.
Oh, hey.
And just for this program, Radio till 7:30, if you call in for a $25 pledge, you'll get your friend's card, a CD, and we're throwing in two VIP passes to see the Wall with Pink Floyd or the Summer of Love with Doris Hendrix and Zeppelin laser shows at the Planetarium. My God.
You were too kind.
High carb tree trunk hanky, banging at a sweetheart left behind. Far from the hills and the sea swell, Carolinas, that's where true love lies. Oh,
pierced by a pin. But oh, did you see all the dead of Manassas, all the bellies and the bones and the bile? Parted though our skin may not touch skin. Look for me with the sun, bright sparrow. I will come on the breath of the wind.
Everybody go. Water. Water.
Cool. Clear.
Water. This program is brought to you. This program is called
Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams.
And is brought to you with grants from the GVRD and the Watershed Management Board. Nimrod and Long John Tanner, your scowling hosts and MCs here, Decemberist right there, and a Yankee bayonet from Crane Wife, a Civil War theme running through it. That show is, again, rescheduled for December 18th and 19th, or was it 17th and 18th? In December, plenty of time to look at the calendar, and Laura Vares from Seattle joining Colin, the sore-throated Colin Malloy on that particular choice of music. It's about 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, and thank you for the pledges. Keep them coming, and we will act accordingly and give you swell things for your calls and your pledges.
Okay, well, winter's coming, folks. It's not far away. Just over a month till wintertime. And
hey, 35 days until Christmas. Are you excited?
Oh, yes. But what I'm more excited about is the Global Orgasm for Peace. Oh. Yep, there's a couple down in San Francisco whose goal is for everyone in the world to have an orgasm on December 22nd while focusing on world peace. Just think of it. Everybody in the world having an orgasm at once and thinking good thoughts. Well, if you want to check it out, go to www.globalorgasm.org and get ready to have yours on December 22nd.
Are you planning on that?
Oh, we're working hard on
it. Well, you might have to work a little harder.
Sometimes it just happens. You know, you don't have to think much about it. But, you know, we are having a fun drive here at Radio Radio. The radio station you're listening to, CITR, is now having and it's been going for a while, a fun drive, because CITR provides broadcasting training free of charge for anyone who wants to learn the business. Yes, you can help us purchase more computers for digital editing and production, and of course help us revamp the newsroom and Studio B so more people can have access to CITR's editing facilities.
And God knows they need revamping in the worst way possible.
So give a call now. The lines are open. We have a team of phone people answering the phone. They're so busy in there. 822-8648. Don't forget the 604, please. 822-8648 or 822-1242.
If you don't do it for us, do it for Jerry's kids at least, okay? Tomorrow, Tom Waits' new album comes out called Orphans. This is not it.
This is the weather forecast for later tonight and tomorrow.
Dogs, the new CD, it is due tomorrow, but you know, I don't know if it shows up or not. If it shows up, good. It's a three CD set called Orphans. It has about 20 new songs and some oddities. Ooh. And B-sides, you know.
Nice.
And some nice artwork there.
Good.
Recent McLean's Magazine article carried a listing of the top business organizations to work for throughout Canada, citing salaries, benefits and bonuses, vacation, company perks, civilized workplace atmosphere, and guests. Oh, longtime, well-loved local radio hero, Long John Tanner.
Ooh, me?
Guess how many broadcast outlets placed in the top 100 companies?
How many?
How many? Take a guess.
Oh, you know, five or six? Or
that's your guess? Five or six?
Maybe that's a bit high.
Sorry. None. Zero.
What?
Zilch. Nada.
No.
Not one broadcast company, dude, placed anywhere in the top 100 best companies to work for.
Geez.
Not Rogers, not Shaw, not Standard, not CanWest Global. None of them. And it doesn't surprise you who have personally been mistreated, professionally shunted, spat upon, I can see the tears forming there, and discarded by an industry now choking on its own mediocrity, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you happy to be here at CITR 101.9?
God, yeah, incredibly happy. I'm overjoyed.
You look overjoyed.
Yes.
He's smiling, folks, and you ought to see. No teeth. Wow.
Okay, well, we are having a fun drive here at the radio station. Now, if you've been listening to us, formerly Son of Night Dreams, now called Radio Radio, for the past few years, you've probably wondered what the hell we're doing here, and you probably said, how do we get those guys off the air? Well, maybe you want to pledge some money to get rid... No, we're not actually saying that.
Don't give them ideas,
yeah,
man.
Yes, okay. No, actually, did you know that we're podcasting? That's right. CITR has just launched our new podcasting service, and now you, the listener, will be able to... No, if you missed your favorite show, just like, you know, you could put the VCR on and tape Doctor Who that I forgot to do tonight, well, you could actually, you know, go and get your program that we're doing here, or maybe Nardwar's show, or any show you want. And
what about the Misery Hour? You could be listening to Hans Kloss and the Misery Hour anytime.
That's true. Okay, so if you'd like to become part of the CITR crew, and maybe you can get your little card, because you know what we're giving out here? If you make a pledge of $25, that's the least amount, you get a friend's card, and that card will make you discounts on 18 stores around the Lower Mainland, and you get a free CD. But look, if you spend $101.90, you get two friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and a limited edition shirt. But, you know, even if you just go for the $25 one, we have a special edition. It's laser VIP passes for the planetarium. I'm giving those personally, throwing them in.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Out of the goodness of your own little heart?
Just for this show only, for Radio Radio.
How beautiful that is.
So, time for sleeping. Night-night. We didn't give the phone number. How do they know what number to call?
They know because it's
822-8648 or 822-1242. are tuned to Radio Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building at UBC in the west coast of British Columbia, Canada.
So much information, but all of it's true. We wouldn't lie to you.
Never lie.
But we need monies.
Yes, the pledge drive is on. The fund drive to...
Yeah.
To end all fun drives.
Please don't make us go out on the streets and beg and panhandle for money to keep us alive and keep going here on CITR's very first fund drive. The Junior Boys, right there. It's about 22 minutes before the hour, which is happens to be 7 o'clock. It's going to come down tonight, man. It's going to pour and rain. And you think the water's bad now. What, have you seen what's in the water cooler? Have you looked?
No.
Have you seen that object in the water cooler?
No. What is it?
Whatever it is, I suggest you not drink from that particular water cooler, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
I think it's a plot. I don't know. I think Lydia is trying to raise money by selling water from our own very special filtered water cooler, but I cannot be sure. I just have a feeling, you know?
Hmm.
You ever just kind of have that feeling
that
something's not quite right?
Just not quite right.
Not quite right. Have you been charged extra for buying bottled water at all? There is some gouging going on.
No, I haven't, actually.
You haven't?
I just been drinking it out of my filter and not worrying about it.
Oh, well... People up in the, his filter, Burnaby Heights resident. Well, aren't we affluent?
Just a regular filter. I'm not really worried about this.
And look at all that affluence.
I boil it a little while and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that the Junior Boys were collaborating with Andy Toma of Mouse of Mars and that latest, In the Morning, is a new CD by them anyway? Just thought
I did not know that.
Yeah, okay. Just thought I'd pass that on. And don't forget, we are looking for your pledges here because we're on a fund drive. And how much money are we trying to raise? Well, I don't have the exact amount here, but it's in the thousands of dollars.
At least.
At least, yes. And you can get under different categories. You can get different cards, friends cards that are great for discount stores around the Lower Mainland. You can get CDs. You can get shirts. All for pledging money here for this radio station. Now, you may not like the music we play on this show, so you don't have to pledge now. But if you like any of the... Well, you know, I mean, what the heck? Not everybody's into this.
Stuff we're playing. Yeah,
but.
I know, but Long John, if they are listening, then probably they may be enjoying some aspect of it, don't you think?
Well, that's
otherwise,
a possibility.
Wouldn't they go and watch the game or something, you know?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Okay. So anyway, call this number, 822-8648, 822-8648, or 822-1242, 822-1242. Don't forget the 604s. And you can go a $25 pledge, a $45 pledge, or a $60 pledge, which gets you the CITR shirt. And, of course, if you do it before 7:30, you get your Planetarium Laser Show VIP pass.
Worth it. Do it. Now.
I woke up good this morning and nothing in my way. I woke up good this morning. Darling, let's say yeah. This morning, the world is right outside. Yeah, I start out feeling lucky. Gonna catch a ride. I don't wanna be everybody else. When are we gonna be? Flags along the highway.
friends are walking out in broken lines. I don't wanna be with everybody else. When are we gonna be ourselves? I don't.
This morning, I felt good, and then it all went downhill from there. It's just the way it goes sometimes. You just have to go from, you have to be in the moment, as they say in the acting circles. Are we in the moment? We are in the moment, and the moment is time for a time check.
20 to 7.
No one plays these Glaswegians, but here at CITR 101.9, we're playing what we want and can. Blue Nile. They are the Blue Nile. Been around since the 80s. This is album 4th in as many years. Next one scheduled for about 2014. You just have to wait. Have patience. It will happen. And we are still taking the pledge calls.
Well, and thank you, Nimrod, for playing some Blue Nile there along in your little stash of goodies that you bring in your bag every week.
Not like they don't have it here.
It's no,
just,
no.
But have you ever tried finding something?
It's hard.
You go to Mr. Luke, our esteemed music director.
Right.
And he'll give you a number. And 3 hours later, they don't have it here.
Oh, it's missing. No.
Well, unless it's current, but trying to find. We have some really interesting vinyl that we did come across.
We're gonna play some interesting vinyl.
It's a theme that is building on the show. See if you can guess what it is when we play it. But right now.
Right now, we're just going to remind you that Brainchild, if you saw them in Hippie Days this last August, Brainchild is playing at the Arts Club Lounge this Sunday, December 3rd. Well, not this Sunday, but on Sunday, December 3rd, down in Granville Island from 8 to 12. Brainchild, Bing Jensen and his crew, Ketchum. They're a great sound, and you'll enjoy them on December 3rd at the Arts Club. But, we've got something here.
Well, this is one that you remember, and I know I asked my
dad remembers.
Well, he does, yeah. You know, and I asked, I said, look, what can we play thematically, you know, given with the water situation?
Mm-hmm.
And we have something else a little special later on that is off a current new CD we just received at CITR. But for the time being,
right,
we'd like to play this in awareness of the situation that we now find ourselves in. And it looks like the water situation will probably continue for a bit. Be tuned, of course, always to CITR 101.9, because when the water advisory is lifted as to the drinking water in the Vancouver area, you will hear it first on CITR. But let's go to what year would this have been?
1965,
actually.
1965? Yes. Wow. It was a single on Capitol Records towards the end of 65, but apparently it didn't really get big until 66, I think, is when it really.
Do you remember playing it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. Well, yes.
Okay.
It was one of sort of those garage bands from around that era when we were getting tired of all the schmaltzy stuff and we're, you know, getting some little edgy
music.
Well,
you had the Psychotics from Seattle. And
right, Count Five, Psychotic Reaction.
But out in Boston, you had the infamous, incredible
Standells,
baby.
Yeah, let's rock here on the River Charles.
It's dirty. Drink it.
I'm going to tell you a story. Down by the banks of the River Charles. Boston, you're my home. Oh, yeah.
Dirty water.
It's unfiltered.
River Charles. Standell is an oldie but goodie. And a water-themed piece of music. But we got something even better a little
late
bit 65, later on.
Late 66. So.
Okay, I think it's that time now. Are we all fastened in?
I think so.
Are we feeling comfortably safe at this time? Are we gazing at the heavy, clouded horizons?
Yes, the kettle's boiling.
And the kettle is boiling.
And if you believe that there are strange goings-ons on our planet Earth, and you'd like to keep this type of programming on the air, like where do you ever hear UFO reports on the radio, then you might want to get in on our fun drive here at CITR. Don't forget, if you pledge $25 or more, you can get friends cards and CDs and t-shirts, and of course in the next 45 minutes if you pledge, you can get your Space Center VIP pass for laser shows at the planetarium. And if you are into UFOs, then you'll definitely want to stick around, because right now on the show we have our UFO expert from Vancouver. His name is Michael Strainick. He's also representative from the Center of UFO Studies. Michael, how are you tonight?
Well, I'll digress quickly here. This is your first podcast.
That's correct.
And I'm a little concerned because when I walked over by the front door, I noticed there's this big thing, and all I can say is it looks like a huge seed pod.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And it makes me want to kind of fall asleep. I don't understand it.
We may have to talk you through this.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. We'll see.
If anything happens, Michael, remember, always, we're here, man. We're here.
That's
back
good
you
to
up.
Know.
We
I
love you, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what's happening out there in the world?
Let's zip up to Alaska. Anchorage, two in a row, 8 days apart, unusual. September 30th, a large, shiny, white disc was sighted at 2:30 p.m. and was estimated at 30 to 40,000 feet. But as you know, altitude guesses are very difficult to make. October 8th, only 8 days later, a black disk rose from behind a mountain, stopped, moved quickly south against a heavy wind. That was about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And it appeared to be a saucer-shaped disk that appeared to rotate with a slight wobble. Now, the wobble thing is something that we hear all the time. Those amazing flying triangles are everywhere. I couldn't even begin to list them for this time around. Lordsburg, New Mexico, still and again, excellent videos and still photography. That is a place I would like to go and spend a couple of weeks just hanging around, seeing what's happening. Michigan, still more good photos and videos, and they're coming in from all over the state. A big movement in the UFO field now is historical research, and here's a case where it really did pay off. New Zealand and the North Island, a brand new UFO group just was looking through photos for their website, and they came across a military photo from the Royal New Zealand Navy taken on Waitangi Day, 1965. And it's an amazingly clear shot of a large dome shape, white with a black underside. And it looks almost identical to the Trindade Island set of photographs. Okay, Poland, Alexandria, 1994. That's a town of about 2,000 people in the Silesian region. I mention that only because it was one of the few words in there I could pronounce. Around 9 p.m., the witnesses, a man and his grandfather, heard a commotion amongst the goats, poultry, and dogs around dusk, and they went to investigate. They saw an unidentified craft resembling the moon, which remained visible for 10 to 12 minutes before disappearing. It was round in shape and emanated an orange, pinkish, warm light as it flew away. Orange pink is another strange color combination that we hear from or hear about from time to time, and frequently you will hear people say, whatever the color, I've never seen a color quite like that before. You hear that so often it makes you wonder. And now a really high strangeness case. This is the kind that Alan Hynek would love. This is from Hawaii, Anahola, October 21st, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. For 3 hours, an 8-year-old girl and her friend had a sighting or interaction with a UFO. The girls were sleeping in the screen room, common in Hawaii, and they were awakened by a strong wind and a loud crash. They saw what they thought might have been a meteor shower. Then they saw a hovering saucer with lights on it. It made a, quote, huge mechanical noise like a public safety siren for a while. Then it stopped, and finally the object left. Immediately, a host of red multi-laser-like lights, whatever that means, entered and focused on the two girls. The girls were not able to touch themselves or each other. They could hear themselves talking, but they couldn't hear the other person. The lights finally left, and the girls did what's natural. They fell asleep. Another thing we hear, you have an experience that should, you know, have you adrenalized, and you very calmly go to sleep. They woke in about an hour or so, bumping their heads on what it didn't say. But they saw lights on the mountain about a mile away and then flashing, swirling lights in the adjacent sky. Both the girls had vivid dreams twice before awakening. Each girl had different dreams, but each girl had the same identical dream 2 times in a row. And there you go. If that's not strange, what is? Now, Nimrod zinged me last time, you zinged me last time, John, and you mentioned that we take this very seriously.
That's right.
And in the coming weeks, I would like to get into why we take it so very seriously. And the main reason is we know that the people in power all over the world, they're taking it very seriously.
Right.
So we have to.
Even though the governments of the world will not admit that they're seeing UFOs, in fact, UFOs are being seen all over the world. And, you know, we've just gone through a huge flap in Australia. Mexico City, since the eclipse down there for the last few years, has been getting lots of them.
Since the early 90s, it's been going on in Mexico.
Michael, I would like to ask you a question for next time, if I may, and you could go into this in some depth. Why, then, do governments prohibit that information from getting out to the public?
The standard thing nowadays is that it's not the information they're hiding, it's how they got the information. It's, you know, all their intelligence agencies, they are claiming that it would put that at risk.
But also it would cause some widespread panic among the populace?
Yeah, and personally, and John can attest to this when we discussed this with Tracy Torme, who was the script editor for Star Trek, The New Guys. And it could very well be, he and I shared the same theory, that maybe the governments have been studying this as long as we have, or longer, and maybe they have tons more information than we have. We know they do.
Yes.
But what if they don't know any more about this than we do?
That's right. Well, they're not able to, you know, cut into these things or find out how they work properly. They're just getting ideas. But, you know, we think stealth fighters maybe came from a design from the UFO. But you were mentioning in there Trinidad, very interesting. That is one of the, during the IGY 1958, the International Geophysical Year, the ship off an island down in South America. And it was a Navy crew, and they had photographers on board, and they developed the film, and they said it. They couldn't explain it, and the U.S. government said it was Venus. You were mentioning the color pink. I just reading, rereading the Roswell incident, and pink pink was the color of some of those struts that had the hieroglyphics on them that were from the crash.
Now, absolutely.
Of course, Roswell wasn't where the saucer crashed. It actually, pieces fell there, and it actually crashed a little further away. Was it near Corona or something in New Mexico? But it was a lightning storm that probably hit them anyway that made them crash. Anyway, that's another story. If any of our listeners out there would like more of what you've just heard about UFOs, along with the music that we play on this show, Radio Radio, then call 822-8648 or 822-1242 or visit us at http://citr.ca/donate.php. Thank you, Michael Strainer.
My pleasure.
A CD entitled Future Crayon at CITR and the track entitled Test Area, a musical interlude for the dining hour, just for you and yours. This was originally released on Echo's Answer, which came out in about 1999. This is a good compilation. It's really interesting older broadcast stuff. As they have gone through many different musical changes, the album, again, is called CD. It's called Cassette.
We understand
what
you're saying.
It's called The Future Crayon. And now here's your host, Long John Tanner.
Well, thank you, Nimrod. And we're coming up to 7 o'clock in about a minute and a half here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we are podcasting. CITR has just launched our new podcasting service. So now you'll never have to miss your favorite shows. Now, listen, if you would like to help us keep up to date with our podcasting equipment, we are having a fun drive on for another week. And I got news about a party they're going to have. I'll tell you more on that
party?
Later. A party for people who are gotten involved. So if you call 822-8648 and help in our fun drive, 822-1242 is the other number. And you can win prizes at $25 minimum. We'll get you a couple passes to laser shows at the Planetarium. You'll get CD and you'll get cards, member cards. We got friends cards for all of our great cardholder discounts in 18 stores across the Lower Mainland.
Just what you need for your wallet, more cards, but this one really means something.
It does. So give us a call. And the number again, 822-8648. That's 822-8648 or 822-1242. Don't forget 604 to kick it off. And make your pledges for CITR Radio Radio. We're cracking you up, Nimrod.
Oh, I'm just looking at your face and
That's nothing.
Man-made moons, they go one by one. When the sun is done for the day, that's when the girls come by through the silver blinds. We'll watch the drinking lie on the pavement.
Short and
yeah,
sweet and quiet.
Sweet and quiet.
They don't warn you about this.
No, they don't. But
see, if we get enough money for pledges, we can have a little service which says you have exactly 30 seconds till the end of the song.
That would be nice.
What was that? What was that?
That would be nice. Amy Milan is coming to town, by the way. If you saw the stars, you'll know Amy. And she'll be playing with, let's see, Leroy Stagger at the Plaza Club. And that is on the 29th, which is a Wednesday, 29th of this month. Catch Amy Milan. She just sang there from her latest CD.
And we know that David Hawks, if you use our name, can get you backstage. Ha, ha, ha. Well, all media types, Long John, were on that castle. You know about this. Outside Roma, where the wedding of the millennium took place. The locals didn't even get in to see them. They couldn't see them at all. It was a real foggy kind of day. And, you know, they got up real early to go and see either Tom, Katie, and all the various guests.
Right.
But no way could they see them. They were completely shut out.
That figures.
And they, Tom and Katie, they had a beautiful ceremony. It was about a couple million. Were blessed by a Scientology priest who bore an uncanny resemblance to L. Ron Hubbard. But how long will this one last, one asks. Young Hollywood has a sad record of long-term marriages between actors and celebs ending badly and sooner. Witness a recent shocking Reese Ryan split. Wow. Long-term Hollywood marriages can work. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward are probably the best example, but they're ancient. They're not going to get into Us or People or be photographed with Nick Lachey. But, you know, amongst the younger set, sadly it is, till infidelity and career rivalry do us part.
Okay, hold on, Nimmy. There's one couple out of Hollyweird that sets the standard now. Who's been inseparable through it all, who share the kind of love and long-term companionship that young showbizzers today can only dream about. No career rivalry, bitter accusations of infidelity. That's right, a union of two longtime popular icons, and that was solidified with the birth of their firstborn. Young lovers everywhere, be you celebrity or be you normal, listen up. This song celebrates true love amidst the trappings of fame, material riches, and carnal desires. Here they are, folks. You've got to...
Still married.
Yes, they're still together after all these years. It's hard to believe.
It's the child.
The mayor and corporation have declared such jubilation, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. Luther is giving a party, and before the fun begins, he'll present a golden dollar to the father of the twins. The preacher's eyes are glistening, and he's thinking of a christening, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse. A million, million people are happy, bright and gay. A million, million people are happy, bright and gay. The bells are ringing in the steeple, it's a public holiday.
Yeah. Is that all, folks?
Well, the history of the Bonzos, the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, which is one of my dad's favorite CD albums, actually. I think it's available on CD now.
I'm not sure. Are they still hammering out there?
No. There's half of them, I think, are gone. I think Legs Larry Smith is gone. Neil Innes, I'm not sure about. Vivian Stanshall is gone.
Right.
But they were sort of like the goon show of pop music.
Yeah.
UK circa late 1960s. 60s into the 70s.
I like Canyons of Your Mind. Trouser Press was kind of funny.
Right.
And Rock Hollister Baby, isn't that where Rock Hollister Bonzo got his name? I don't know, whatever.
I don't really.
He's on the street now. But, you know, speaking of Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse, the pair, the mice, that is.
Hey, kids, listen up.
They made their debut. Kids, Mickey and Minnie and Mickey made their debut in 1928.
Do say.
And also they remained friends through the years. They never married on screen. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't know.
But in 1933, Walt Disney wrote that in private life, the couple, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, were married. He later said there is no marriage in their land of make-believe.
No shit. Wow.
That's...
Were you at the Rogers Santa Parade? Dad?
No, and Nimmy, I missed that.
they were lucky.
Little Momo and Jordy didn't make it either.
Lots of citizens who love a pageant, and surprisingly, it didn't rain on their parade. The kids seemed to really love it. Their first glimpse of the man with all the toys. No, not Mayor Sam Claus. You know, Santa Claus, St. Nick, Kris Kringle. As a kid in Kelowna, Long John, I know that
I was.
You believed in Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, until puberty at least.
Okay, and then things do change.
They did.
But it was really cute and most telling on Sunday afternoon on House Street. A mom with child telling kid, Santa's coming. And the kid asks, was Santa born on Christmas Day? Mom replies, no, dear. That was someone else who also had a beard, but not a white one. I thought that was real, real sweet. And hey, consumers, as we said before, 35, count them, 35 shoplifting days till Christmas.
Oh, I remember going to my mom, actually. And Mom, there were some kids at school, and they said that they saw their parents putting presents under the tree. And is there really a Santa Claus? And
that
yes,
really messed.
Yes, Johnny, there is a Santa Claus.
Really messed you up, I can
it
tell.
It really did, yeah. Okay, we want your pledges here for Radio Radio on CITR. Call now, 822-8648.
Thank you.
Tango on Radio Radio, CITR, Radio Radio at 16 minutes past the hour. What hour is it past?
That's well, is Alex going to be in here for Carasu?
Yes, Alex Carasu is with us tonight. That was Yo La Tango and The Room Got Heavy. And if you are, if you're calling, no, you're not dripping on the floor, are you? Okay, if you're...
What? Who, me?
Hopefully not you.
Yeah,
we had someone calling earlier and thought that we were giving away records. Well, we are, but we're having a pledge drive here at CITR. And I'm sorry that you misunderstood what was happening, because we're actually trying to raise money for equipment to keep broadcasting here. You know, we have trouble on this show, Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams, with our equipment at times, and we've been swearing at turntables and things that have given us trouble. With the money, with your pledge, we'll be able to get new equipment, and that's what it's all about. So, and if you make a minimum of $25 as of a pledge, well, you get not only your satisfaction of helping us out, but you get a friend's card and a CD. And I'm throwing in a laser planetarium laser show pass with that if you call before 7:30. So the number to call for your pledges, the minimum of $25, is 822-8648 or 822-1242.
Did you get the caller calling from Dunbar asking, do we get any water? water everywhere.
Okay, Too Tall Tanner with Nimrod here.
Nary a drop to drink. Paradise Costa struggling with the dirty water problem. Boiled, bottled, no respite from the fecal coliform and bacterial conditions yet. CITR 101.9 will, of course, be first to advise you on any updates, changes, additional warnings. H2O. And did you, those Costco riots on the weekend?
Ooh, wicked.
Shown around the world on CNN. It doesn't bode well for Olympicalypse 2010. I just hear them right now watching in Akron, those poor people in Vancouver, hooligans, no public urinals, Fred and Kathy, and now this, no safe drinking water. Well, more than a few of our growing number of downtrodden citizens are coping with a serious dehydration. You probably heard about that. There are unconfirmed reports, however, of well-heeled, filthy, rich West Vancouverites in the Tony British properties, high up there, bathing in Pellegrino water, such as the disparity in Paradise Cost. Never mind the coming oil crisis. We can survive. We will persevere. But water, our bodies, our very beings require the precious fluid to continue life. Give us water, 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 water!
Water.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, it's so nice. It's all clear. Where did you get all that crystal clear?
Well, it's Alex Alex from Carasu, who's on in about 7 minutes.
Alex
Brought in some water. This is bottled in Chiba City, outside Tokyo.
Nice.
This is the real thing. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. I wish our listeners out there in radio land right now could actually see the beautiful clear crystal water that we have here all around us in the studio.
It's easy, man. Water, okay. That was a...
So if you want more of this water on the radio, then call 822-8648 or 822-1242 and make a pledge. A minimum pledge of $25 will get you lots of goodies, a CD and an extra laser pass, too, for the planetarium.
And maybe some water. That was P.J. Harvey from the Peel Sessions, just released 1991 to 2004, a BBC recording with P.J. doing a water song. It was from 91, and it's a raw, intense recording, as most of them were in the John Peel Show back in the U.K. back in the day.
Right.
You, John Dude, I heard, oh man, that you and lovely Fran Dance, significant other, are joining the infamous Dodge family, Dave
Dodge
and Joe
Lodge,
for the Rolling Stones.
That's correct.
Which was postponed, but it is this Saturday.
Yeah, Fran Dance is a little upset. She was really looking forward. She'd never seen Van before.
Well, that's not the place to see anybody, really.
No, I know.
Intimate BC Play Stadium. How much? I was going to ask you how much you paid for the tickets. You won't tell, but we thought you were going to scalp them. We did talk about that for $700 each, no buyers. Are you excited, though?
We're really excited. And you know, Bonnie Raitt's going to rock, too, you know?
Right. Have you got your binoculars and earplug? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we're all set. We got a food basket.
Going to rock.
You got
a back pillow? You got bottled water?
Oh.
Because won't have any around there.
No.
Now, I've seen you go to concerts, Long John. It takes security for you at least 20 minutes to clear you. It's like you're going on a world cruise. You may need a bigger pack sack this time for all the Stones swag, the souvenir paraphernalia. This could be
the last time.
I don't know. Never mind the T-shirts. You can get yourself a $100 tattoo you flag, a $350 porcelain Keith Richards head.
Oh, great.
Some prints and paintings, drawings from Ron Wood from $80 to $250.
Oh.
And this sticky finger zipper logo with a zipper that you can attach to your crotch for $65. You can get me one of those.
Oh, sure. Okay. Whatever you say, Nimrod.
All right. You're going to be rocking then.
We are.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is for all our under-assistant West Coast promotion men that we've known over the years, like, Dave Chesney and Frank Gigliotti and Monica Naputsky and Ray Ramsey.
Waiting at the bus stop in downtown. In downtown LA, well, I'd much rather be on a boardwalk on Broadway. Well, I'm sitting here thinking just how sharp I am. Well, I'm sitting here thinking just how sharp I am. I'm an under-assistant West Coast promo man.
Hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I was away for 2 weeks, but I am back. I'll just tell you why and where the heck I was for the past 2 weeks. But as well, it's also going to be the CITR fundraising show, so please make a pledge. I will let you know more about it, but if you want to make a pledge right now, you can call the number 822-8648. Don't forget the area code.